Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. How about them Indianapolis Colts winners last night? There was good, there was bad, there is no ugly in a win. 45-30, you get the win. You got some good, you got some bad. Like I said, there's no ugly. We got IU going to Ann Arbor and playing the Fighting Harbaughs tomorrow night on national TV. Yikes! And we got the Pacers tonight in Portland starting a West Coast trip that's going to help define kind of who they are and see if they can evolve to that next level. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, November 5th, 2021. Hey, do I have a special for you? When you gamble, you're always looking for an edge, right? At MyBookie, they double your first deposit, so you start with a leg up. Use my promo code, Kent Sterling. Sign up now, claim your first deposit bonus with MyBookie, and use the extra cash to kickstart your winning season. Tomorrow, you feel good about the Hoosiers as a 20-point dog at Michigan, or you feel maybe you might want to lay the points with Arizona as they continue streaking in San Francisco. Look, you can, how about this? Titans and Rams, the two top 10 offenses going toe-to-toe Sunday night. You can safely smash the over at mybookie.com, can you? Maybe. Don't just take my word for it. Head to mybookie.ag and sign up now using promo code Kent Sterling to get your money doubled and start winning today. Remember, good friends don't let friends win alone. So have your friends use your referral link so you're eligible to receive an additional 250% bonus on your first deposit, plus it's unlimited to redeem, so all your friends can join the party at mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Let's go. All right, let's talk about the good last night. And there was plenty of good offensively with the Indianapolis Colts. 532 yards of total offense. That's the 10th best in franchise history and the most since 2004. Jonathan Taylor last night, 19 rushes, 172 yards, two touchdowns. He had 28 yards receiving also, so that's 200 yards of total offense. Carson Wentz, 22 of 30, three touchdowns, no interceptions, a passer rating of 134.3, a QBR of 91.9. Michael Pittman, five catches, 64 yards, one touchdown. The offensive line was awesome. You get the picture that especially early in this game, as the Colts built a 42-10 lead, they were really good on the offensive side of the ball, could not be stopped in the first half. How about on the defensive side? It wasn't all bad there either. Bobby Okereke, 11 tackles with a pick to end the game for all intents and purposes. 41 tackles the last four games. Really good. Frank Reich called a good game, didn't he? I don't know. Sometimes your offense just gets rolling in a way that they can't be stopped. That might have happened last night. I think he could have spun a wheel on the sidelines and said, oh, we're doing that. All right, go. And they would have made it work. The offensive line was that dominant. Jonathan Taylor was that good. Carson Wentz was that good. Michael Pittman was that good. Frank Reich ran the little shovel pass to Jack Doyle. This time it worked. Nice. The bad. All right, let's put on our dour face, all right? We kind of smiling through the good. Got to get dour for the bad, right? Went from up 42-10 to finally winning 45-30. That allowed the Jets to open to through that point of the game, 21 minutes at the end of the game, 20-3, they outscored the Colts. The last 21 minutes, the Jets gained 304 yards and scored 20 points. The Jets, on the three drives that culminated in touchdowns, they converted a 3rd-and-6, 3rd-and-3, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-22, 3rd-and-10, 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-5, and 4th-and-10. My heavens, get them off the field. So close to getting them off the field, but giving that enormous cushion just allowed them to continue moving down the field. I don't understand a defensive philosophy where you just allow a team to move the ball with limited resistance. Does that make sense to anyone? I mean, I don't know. You go into work today if you're Matt Eberflus and you're kind of happy. You're smiling a little bit. You go home last night, you smile at the wife and you say, "Hey, honey, we won 45-30. Did you see? For the first, 40 minutes of the game, my defense was really pretty salty. They were pretty good. We had Davenport get a couple of sacks. Yeah, we were playing against Josh Johnson, who's 35 years old and hadn't really played much football since he came into the league in 2008. But wow, we were really pretty good. Well, wait a minute. Aren't football games, you said the first 40 minutes. What happened the last 20 minutes, honey? Oh, well, you know what? It might get me fired. If the Jets, instead of Okereke getting that game-ending interception with a minute and change left, if they somehow push it into the end zone, all of a sudden it's a one-possession game. And if I'm Frank Reich, I'm looking at Matt Eberflus like, what the hell are you doing on my sideline? What are we doing? Are we trying to allow them back into the game? Look, I know the Jets get paid too, right? They're on scholarship too. But this is not a good football team, offensively or defensively. And they've got, the defensive front's pretty good, though. They've got a quarterback who can't play dead, who looks now like Joe Namath playing against the Baltimore Colts in that Super Bowl III. This was not good for the defense. The ugly, there can be no ugly in a loss. There is no ugly in a loss. The Colts, they got 10 days until the Jaguars, who are going to be 1-7 because the Buffalo Bills are coming to North Florida. They are being outscored. The Jaguars are 29-17.6. The Colts are going to win that game. They're going to get to 5-5, and all of a sudden we're going to feel like they're fixed, but they're not, because that defense really has trouble stopping the football, especially when they decide we've won the game, the hay's in the barn, let's go home. That happens. And you got problems if you're the Indianapolis Colts. I don't think the offense has any problems. I think Pascal looked good last night. Patman gets a catch last night. Granson got a catch and ran a little bit last night. Mo'Ali Cox with a nice catch. I think this team has weapons. And Jonathan Taylor's terrific. Nyheim Hines was really, really good. It's awesome what they did offensively last night. But defensively, if you're playing against a really good offense like the Buffalo Bills, best scoring offense in the NFL, also the best scoring defense in the NFL, as the Colts are going to in 17 days up in Buffalo, you better pack a lunch and you better play 60 minutes or you're going to get your break speed off. And then all of a sudden you're 5-6 and the path to the playoffs gets very, very murky. It's already murky. Then it would be very, very murky. You got to get things right, and you got to get things right now, and that means the defense. And I don't think it's a guy issue. I think it's a scheme issue. I know the two safeties are down, but this is a team that's got to get stops. They've got to communicate effectively. I think the front is doing a pretty good job. The back end's just a mess. And again, I know that the safeties are down. Kari Willis is on IR, Julian Blackman. Julian Blackman is on IR too. The cornerbacks, they weren't great last night, but I think that this has a lot to do with scheme, and the Colts have to figure out how to, I mean, they bent and broke last night. You got to fix it. And this is what's going to happen. All right, people are saying that Frank Reich ought to be fired. Frank Reich is not going to be fired. Frank Reich shouldn't be fired, regardless of what they did last night. He's got cover with Matt Eberflus. And Frank Reich, I think, is more a straight-up dude than Chuck Pagano was. But Pagano always knew that he had cover in his coordinators, that he could always go after the coordinators, whether it was Chud or whether it was Pep Hamilton or whoever it was, leading whichever side of the ball, Chuck could go after those guys and save his own gig. I don't think that Frank's that kind of guy. However, I do think that that's what happens. I think if they don't make the playoffs, if they go 8-9, a coordinator's going to go, if not both. We'll see what happens. Purdue, they won their exhibition last night against UIndy at a sold-out Mackey Arena. Selling out for an exhibition against UIndy, they win by 22, 86, 64. Zach Edey, 20 points in 20 minutes. Trevion Williams, 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Paul Corsaro's Greyhounds started hot last night, up 11-2. Purdue corrected quickly. They don't have, UIndy doesn't have a Zach Edey, doesn't have a Trevion Williams. They don't have a Jaden Ivey. Some of those guys are going to play in the NBA. UIndy doesn't send a lot of guys to the NBA. Paul Corsaro's team is going to be absolutely fine. They learned a lot about themselves last night. Good for them. Purdue opens the season on Tuesday night against Bellarmine. 7 p.m. tip at Mackey Arena. Cannot wait to watch Purdue play basketball this year. They're going to be really good. They are a veteran squad with a lot of talent. Ivan O'Idle is going to make his picks this afternoon. Going to be a beautiful afternoon. We're going to visit with Ivan. We're not doing it this morning. Pacers tonight at Portland. The Blazers, they've lost 3 straight. They were on the road, East Coast trip. They lost 3. Tonight they get back home. They play against the Pacers, who have won 2 straight. We'll see. Push comes to shove. What are the Pacers going to be able to do? They're healthier than they've been in a long time. You got Brogdon back. You've got LeVert back. Are they going to be able to vanquish Portland on this 4-game West Coast trip? They've also got games at Sacramento, at Denver, at Utah before they come back here a week from tomorrow night and play against the Philadelphia 76ers. Indiana is at Michigan. They're at the Big House tomorrow to take on the Wolverines. That game is 7:30 on Fox. Indiana is getting a lot of run on national TV networks, and they're getting their break speed off, like I said earlier about the Colts. I hate reusing phrases, but that's what they're getting. They are 20-point dogs tomorrow. I, as you well know, we like the money line, right? When it's like plus 1,400, I'm good with that. Or minus 1,400, I'm good with that. Because you're going to make 7% on your money, right? That's fine. I'll take 7% in 3 hours. That's the kind of vig that is paid the mob on loans. That's the kind of interest you pay the mob. So I don't mind mob money, mob interest coming to me at that level. That's okay. However, Indiana, I think, has a shooter's chance at Michigan tomorrow. I think they do. I think they're going to stay in this game. I don't think they're going to win it, but I think they could, and I don't want to get nervous about it, so I'm not taking the minus 400 money line with the Michigan Wolverines. I'm just not doing it. Minus 1,400, I would not, you know, betting $10,000 to make $700. It sounds smart sometimes. Tomorrow, I think it sounds stupid. I think Indiana, like I said, they got a shot. Sectional finals tonight should be an awesome night for high school football. Cathedral is at Decatur Central. These are sectional finals, too. So sectional championships being decided all over the state. Chittard at Roncalli. How about that for a rivalry game? Western Boone at Brebeuf. Lafayette Central Catholic at Speedway. Covenant Christian at Lutheran. HSE at Westfield is going to be awesome. Ben Davis at Tech. Carmel at Brownsburg. LN at LC. Columbus North at Center Grove. And, of course, the Bulldogs of New Albany hosting the Owls of Seymour in that sectional final. Also, a Hoosier Hills Conference. Not a conference game because it's in the state tournament, but both proud members of the Hoosier Hills Conference. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this lovely Friday. That's our birthday dance. Our victory dance, our birthday dance on this Friday after Thursday Night Football because, frankly, we're delirious after about 4 hours of sleep. Bob Coney, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to the Bobcat. Doug Steven, happy birthday. Kirk Henry, who always rocked the best tennis shoes at Lake Bluff Central School when I was growing up. Yeah, you looked at Kirk Henry wearing the Adidas, and back then Adidas were the joint. Adidas Italias. I was like, wow, where do you get those? Dad, I want a pair of Adidas Italias. He said, how much they cost? I said, I think they're $20. Dad said, you're getting your $4 kids and you're going to like them. Kathy Bryden, happy birthday. It's absolutely true. Robert Baller, happy birthday. Diane Andrews, James Washington, Skipper McGuire, Chris Hetherington, and Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else with an honest and specific compliment. Lift them up. This is what we do, all right? And celebrate because the Colts won last night. Where's Julie? Julie's upstairs, for God's sake. None of your business where Julie is. My domestic tranquility has nothing to do with what you're doing. And mybookie.ag, go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code Kent Sterling, claim your first deposit bonus with MyBookie. And then remember, you can make some money referring friends, so do that too. MyBookie.ag, proud sponsors of Breakfast with Kent. We'll talk to you later this afternoon about 4 o'clock as Ivan Elidel makes his picks for the weekend. Have a great one. Enjoy a terrific sectional finals night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.